Have a chat to Greg as he walks this lovely horse, Mac Dan. He's a four-year-old, Danny Seven Arts, and his partners aren't here on track tonight, but I'm certain they'll be celebrating wherever they might be, and hopefully buying some more horses at the sales over the next 48 hours. And Greg, about to join us as Mac Dan goes past us. Congratulations, Greg. Well done. Great win. He's a really professional horse, isn't he? He knows where the line is. You drove him confidently. Tempo wasn't over the top. You were comfortable in your rhythm, and he was just too good at the finish.
Yeah, that's right. I had a lot of respect for the leader. Obviously, he was a very good winner of his heat, and thought probably what we had in our favour is we had a pretty soft heat run, and hopefully that was enough to sort of turn things in our favour in the end of the day. So yeah, no, I got a pretty good run through early and got up outside of him, you know, with a mile to go, and just let basically Aaron set the speed early. And he's such a lovely racehorse, Mac Dan, that he's he's very versatile and probably adapt to any situation. But coming into the bell, you know, approaching the half, I was thought we'll make it a good staying test now over the last lap, and we're handlebars down off the back, and it was a great duel between both horses up the straight. Both of them tried their hearts out, so really good contest.
Did the race pan out the way you planned for it?
Pretty much, yeah. Probably a little bit of a surprise to see Major Meister get out a bit better tonight. Actually, I thought he would have got out a bit better in his heat run. I was surprised that he was so slow in the heat. But given that run, you probably couldn't see him kicking up and holding the front going into the first turn. So that was probably a little bit of a surprise. But after that, yeah, it went pretty much to plan.
Danny Seven Arts, he's a wonderful owner in our industry, invests a lot of money. It's lovely to see this horse, reach the heights for him. He paid a bit of money for him too at the sales.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure of the figure exactly, but I know it was quite up there. And, probably early days, it probably wasn't looking like he was going to get a great return really on that. But the horse, as I said, that Tuesday, it's just got better and better. Emma and Clayton have just done a super job with him. As I also said, that he's such a wonderful racehorse, you know, and that's testament to them, the job that they do and their staff. That, you know, in fact, you can say that for nearly every one of their horses. They produce them in tip-top order, and, they make our jobs as drivers so much easier. And, to Danny, he's obviously a huge asset to our industry. He's been a great supporter of the industry and a lot of different trainers along the way. And in different states too, he's put a lot of horses out on the racetrack. That's for sure. So that's what the sport needs, guys like that. And he's just a terrific owner to deal with, win, lose or draw. He takes the defeats as well as he takes the wins. You know, he's fantastic that way. So he'll get a real kick out of this for sure.
Second Mildura Cup for you, nice and sweet.
Yeah, that's right. It's probably the quietest carnival I've had since I've been in Victoria. You know, normally have quite a number of drives, but he was the only drive I had up here on Tuesday, and only the two tonight. So really love coming up here for the carnival, and I'm happy not to have the numbers this year, but I had the quality, so that's what counts.
Well, the great late Gavin Lang, he made this carnival a pretty special one. There was always a little bit of a sing-along celebration at the end of the night. Will you be doing that?
No, definitely not this year. And unfortunately, I had the short straw and drove up. A couple of us drove up today, come up with Zach and Kate, and we'll be heading straight home now and heading off to the sales in the morning.
All right, drive safely. Congratulations. Well done on the victory tonight.
Thank you very much.
Greg Sugar is our winning driver in tonight's Tasco Petroleum Mildura Pacing Cup Final, a Group 2 event. Wonderful performance by Mac Dan, making it now 14 wins from 24 starts and taking his prize money just over the $300,000 mark.